Welcome back to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. This program is entirely dependent on donations. You can find out more on our website, www.womenofhope.com.au. That's www.womenofhope.com.au. As we celebrate Mother's Day, it seems fitting to share a few words of wisdom from those who've been there, done that, so to speak. Anyone who's raised 8 children into adulthood must have some very useful words to say. Margaret Rowan Kelly, author of Just the Ten of Us, worries about the load we parents place upon ourselves.
I know so many people who are just burning themselves out, running their children to 7 or 8 occupational things, places where they're learning sporting and cultural and craft and computer. You know, I think sometimes that some of our children are actually going to miss out on a childhood. And I just think we have to take a radical look at our own lives and say, I think I'll expose my children to 2 or 3 of these things, but then allow them to learn what it is to be quiet, to be still, what's the richness of solitude, the richness of being physically fit as a child, and then give them an inquiring mind, a curious nature, so that as they become adults, they then begin to explore some of these other things for themselves. We can lay a groundwork, but we don't have to give them everything.
How do you teach children silence and solitude?
By allowing them to experience it. By not feeling that they have to be entertained from the moment of birth. Of course we want them to have all the right skills and motor movement, the brains and be wise, all of those things, but they don't need entertaining. You know, we did so many things wrong. As I look back, we could have done so many things differently, but setting those aside, the few things we did well were me taking that hour out every single day and allowing my little ones to experience being not entertained for that. Learning how to entertain themselves, putting them outside and digging in the dirt, getting them bicycles so they could explore the town, taking them camping, taking them backpacking, showing them the moon and its beauty, talking to them about nature and self-knowledge. Those things can't happen if we've got over-busy lives.
I find consistency has been a great with mothering and bringing up children. Be consistent in what you stand for, what you say, ground rules, boundaries, you know, and just love them and be very, very patient.
Well, I suppose sometimes you get a little bit angry when they don't get ready for school, and I work as well, so you're trying to get them out of the house and you ask them 20 times to do the same thing and they don't do them. But, I think because you get really tired with trying to juggle work and children and the house, but then just little things like them coming up and giving you a cuddle really just makes you realise that certain things aren't important and your children are the most important thing in your life.
Kim, you're a midwife and you see a lot of women and a lot of mothers, obviously. What's your take on how mothers tackle parenting?
I think mothers, especially with their first babies, they're so overwhelmed by the miracle of it all. And I think we all remember how when we see our first baby, that feeling of just total protectiveness, that you just want to do absolutely everything the very best you can and be perfect. And I think as Christians, we do realise that we're not perfect. We struggle every day. But when you're a first-time mum especially, you just have this incredible need to be perfect for your baby. I think that really brings in a lot of maternal misery.
Maternal misery because we're trying to be perfect. Explain what you mean.
I think with your children, you would take all their pain. You would do absolutely everything you could do to protect them from the world. And especially when you're caring for your baby, so many mothers compare notes like, a good baby is one that eats and sleeps. And when you really look at human newborn behaviour, that is not normal. They are a lot more awake, they are a lot more unsettled, and it really creates this feeling, I'm not being a good mother, I'm not doing everything the very best I can, I'm failing here.
So there are lots of shoulds involved.
Exactly. And I think, too, in our society, so many people don't have their extended family. And I think that's where, as a church, if you do have a young mum, there is so much that we can do to nurture them.
Being a mother is full of seasons as our children pass from total dependence through stressful adolescence, pursuing careers, their own family life, and then we move into old age. This beautiful song performed by Jim Witter and his daughter captures those seasons.
You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
Pat Shepherd has spent years struggling with Mother's Day because of a long-term difficult relationship with her own mother. Pat, mothers are supposed to love their children, aren't they?
A lot of people say, well, mothers must love their daughters, but there's no law that says it. It's good, but if they don't, I think the problem sometimes lies in the mother, something that's never been resolved. And so because I became a Christian, I was in that wonderful position of being able to resolve my problem.
It's an interesting concept that not all mothers love, because we do grow up just thinking that it's a natural development, our, you know, hormones and our biological clock and everything else sort of ticks over and this overwhelming love just comes flooding out.
That's right. And it's so used so often that it's very, very hard on these children, either who haven't mothers or who have mothers who were difficult and treated them badly. And I always have a very strong heart for Mother's Day. I find it very difficult, for example, church services and people, and they just emphasise mothers to a point where I feel for these women who haven't got children. I feel for these women who haven't got loving mothers. And it's a hard day for them, not a good day.
So how have you always found Mother's Day?
Difficult. Very difficult. Very difficult to find a card that could say what you could say honestly.
Did your mother have an expectation that you needed to honour her on Mother's Day?
Oh yes, very much so. Everything had to stop for her. As a matter of fact, she died when she was 99, and until then I never had a Mother's Day because I was always the daughter, and I used to think, well, she's going to stay alive just to cheat me of having a Mother's Day.
So what happened after that then? What does your Mother's Day mean now?
It's good. Naturally, because of the past, I don't make a lot of it, but it's good when the children recognise me.
Pat, with a reminder that Mother's Day can be a day of pain and difficulty for many people. Evelyn Hooper reflects on another role of mothers, that of comforter.
As the mother of five wonderful children, I have come to learn that mothers reflect beautifully many facets of God's very nature. Creativity, love, comfort, nurture, kindness, gentleness, wisdom and compassion. I know that in the role of mother, we are given precious and privileged opportunities to extend comfort that not many other roles have. Mothers can comfort and feed the newborn nursing babe. Mothers comfort and direct the toddler growing and learning. They comfort and encourage the young person finding their identity. They comfort and motivate the young adult exploring new horizons. And grandmothers also comfort and help the young mother struggling with a new baby. Entrusted to mothers is the privilege of being a comforter, the privilege of creating a home that is a place of protection and comfort from the struggles of daily life. We are able to comfort and nurture our children as they grow and mature. These are indeed precious privileges. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians that God comforts us, that we may be able to comfort with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. That's quite a tongue twister, but they are God's very words. Mothers can receive this comfort from God and also give comfort. Today, God wants to bring that same comfort to mothers that are struggling with their responsibilities at this time. God also uses and blesses our mothering choices as we submit them to His guidance and His word. This does not excuse manipulation, control, overprotection, domination, or fear operating in the way that we mother, and we must always be on guard for these excesses. But how special is our responsibility? And as our Lord Jesus said, How often I have wanted to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wing. Mothers, let us continue to reflect the special elements of God's very nature, to love and believe and hope, to create and nurture and protect, and to comfort as our God comforts us.
You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey, and I thought we might end the way we started, with a snippet of Maureen Bartlett's poem, Patient's Mum. Mum has finally put her children to bed and has time to catch her breath. The poem concludes, time to ponder, reassess, relax and soak away the stress. All day long you've done your best. God grant you strength and peace and rest. God has promised he will show the path to follow, way to go. Praise his name, he is the king. His love throws light on everything. Happy Mother's Day, Mum. If you would like to contact me, call Women of Hope on 02-9740-6355. That's 02-9740-6355. Or send an email to womenofhope@cwciaus.org.au. A bit slower, womenofhope, all one word, at cwciaus.org.au. Get a from you. Thanks for your company today. Next week, finding your perfect fit in life. Please join me then for Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.